Trusted Voices is a Cognizant podcast series that aims to showcase the diversity of thoughts, backgrounds, and identity of our 350,000 associates all over the world. Trusted Disruptors is a special mini-series where we ask associates to reflect specifically on what it takes to build trust in the age of AI. Our focus will be on sustainability, transparency, data security, healthcare, global workforce, and more. The dialogue illustrates how we're building trust, especially when we show up diverse.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Trusted Voices. Our guest today is Anand Kuravi from our Bangalore office. Welcome, Anand. Today, we're going to be talking about ideation-led engineering workshops in our Neon studios in Bengaluru that are seeing incredible results and are a hit with our clients who come to visit. So before we start, Anand, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Hey, Monica. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast, right? So like Monica just mentioned, I am Anand Kuravi. I go by Anand. I am based out of Bangalore and I lead the modern workplace team for within the DEDX, which is now getting spinned off as Cognizant Moment. I have a long history with Cognizant. I've been on different roles with Cognizant. Presently, I am playing the delivery leadership role for the modern workplace, which works a lot with Office 365 Microsoft Stack. All right. And I take care of the delivery there. I also double up as the lead for the Neon, right, which we are going to be talking about. I took this up from another leader who moved out of Cognizant more than a year ago. Really seen tremendous kind of growth and acceptance from the customer. More than acceptance, I would say a lot of enthusiasm, so to say, right? So, which has come through from the customers, all right, who have visited us, who have been part of this. I would say, I don't want to be too immodest to say it's groundbreaking, but yeah, I would say it is kind of catching attention a lot, right? If you look at it, right? So that's what I am. So I spent about 20 plus years now with Cognizant, seen it grow from a small company to a mid-sized company to a large company to a super large company to a global company, whatnot, right? So whatever Cognizant is today, probably have seen that through the journey and have been part of many of these innovation kind of engagements and innovation initiatives within Cognizant, right? And that's pretty much about what I want to do.
That's terrific. What a great start. So let's talk a little bit about what sparked the innovation of these ideation-led engineering workshops. And, you know, how do you feel they reflect Cognizant's commitment to innovation?
What sparked it? Actually, there were multiple, changes, which has been happening. I mean, that's inevitable for any organization to go through, right? There have been multiple changes which have happened. If you look at the way things are being done, you know, previously, innovation was thought to be a separate activity by itself. So, okay, everybody said that, hey, you can innovate only when you are, you know, free from what you are doing on your mundane piece of work and all that, right? So that is, again, like how your generations of computers have developed, generation software outsourcing have developed, service enablements have developed. The innovation has also gone through that kind of a journey. I have been a great fan of thinking of better ways to do what we are doing on a daily basis rather than trying to think of, you know, completing the work and then think of what should I innovate. It doesn't work, right? In fact, just to quote a small example, back in 2012, 2013, I had reached out to our network team and our, the infrastructure team, requesting them to get rid of desktops for my team and maybe replace them with laptops.
Right,
and they charge the chargeback, which happens, internal costing, which happens, do that for a laptop, right? So we can look at working remote. We can look at providing better service to customers or better service to our stakeholders, right? So at that time, unfortunately, it was not acceptable as a policy, but again, COVID happened. So now we know, right? So everything is history.
Right.
These are a few things which sparked innovation. Probably I wouldn't say I'm a highly innovated person, but a highly motivated person in terms of looking for opportunities. Just to put it in a nutshell, I think I work a lot with people, relate a lot with people, right, to the people. So I think somewhere this kind of ambiguities or this kind of not so sure kind of a thing or some kind of concerns which come from the people have been something which I usually keep looking for to see how I can get people to do better for myself. Because I mean, obviously, in the people world, it's said, right? So you take care of your people, they'll take care of us, right? So that is kind of what has sparked the innovation as such. And obviously, how the alignment of Cognizant happens, I think it's beyond established now that Cognizant is a people-friendly organization, right? So there have been numerous amount of accolades, industry recognitions, which Cognizant has kind of been enjoying all these 30 plus years, if I may, right? That is something which, I mean, probably my thought of innovation was aligning to Cognizant. And of course, the rest did happen that, hey, because there has been, I mean, my association with the organization for this long itself is a testimony for myself to say that, hey, okay, my values from a professional standpoint and the Cognizant's outlook or the Cognizant's vision are quite aligned, right? So that is how probably this comes in alignment to it.
Terrific. And I think when you and I first spoke, we also talked about how some of these ideas came in through the Blue Bolt framework in terms yes. of innovation. So this is really good. So this leads me to my next question in terms of how do you think these workshops offer a competitive edge in terms of project initiation for our clients?
So for example, if you take, I mean, we just mentioned about our Blue Bolt, which is the flagship initiative from our CEO, right? Once he got in, we did have this innovation, the innovation index indices and all these things which happened in the past, right? The CII and everything. So it all got a kind of a formalized box in the name of Blue Bolt. Okay, which is again, trademarked name for Cognizant, or it is, we hold the trademark for it, right? So look through the Blue Bolt framework as a whole. There's a whole gamut of things which can lead to innovation. It need not just be this or that kind of a thing, right? Where I specifically picked on this ideation part, right? Which was really something, again, goes back to my, individual way of dealing with things, that a more the merrier kind of a thing. So the moment we talk about ideation, it cannot happen alone. The moment we say that, hey, okay, there are more people, it means that we start speaking about something may be good, something may not be as good. But finally, everybody's view is kind of heard. A couple of days, I was just pondering over this thought and, you know, it kind of stuck to me that, hey, why don't we try this and take it to the next step? An idea stops at only a textual place, right? Why don't we start experimenting this with customers? Few of our customers were more than willing to be part of it. And in fact, there have been, recollect the reports from Gartner, but there have been reports from Gartner, ISG and all, which mentioned innovation is the next thing, right? So I think that's always been there, saying that innovation has to happen. But how it could be bought into a day-to-day work is something which the innovation-led engineering kind of inculcates and provides that value to the customer to say that, hey, right from the day one of the program or the project or an engagement, we have a group. So it's not how it usually happens in a development center or in a software enablement organization. This even it does happen in Cognizant as well, I don't deny. Is that, hey, okay, there are a set of people who own it, who say that, hey, this is what my product should look like. Individually, it's going to be a product, maybe an application, maybe whatever. But this is what I am envisioning. So Cognizant, you guys, please come and tell me whether, I mean, how do you think? So please go ahead to do this. I pay for it. All right. But somewhere we felt that the technical community is not able to relate very well to the issue which is there, right? Or the thought which is there within the customers or the product owners' mind, right? So because this works predominantly on the product development and product engineering life cycle, right? So I'm using the word interchangeably. So that is what sparked the innovation. And that is what we started getting into an ideation, which initiated a very good response from the end user. When I say end user, it's not the person who's spending the money, but it's the person who's going to be utilizing the product. Say, for example, right? So we did something for one of our apparels company, right? Organization, globally famous RCG, retail and consumer goods organization. So we just presented this thing. They have a mobile application, which is already there. They are retailers, basically. So it is already there, but their in-store experience wasn't something which was up to the mark, right? So people would just come in, do a window shopping and then just go, because most of these places, I mean, people are not able to relate to how would they would look when they wear it. Yes, of course, they can look at a trial room, go into a mirror, that is fine. But hey, suppose I want to take a snap and show it to somebody or send it to somebody. How do I do that? When I come into a store, scan that code, whether it is a jacket or a jean or a t-shirt, I am able to see myself over here, right? To say that, hey, okay, how do I look? I can flip, I can go look at the backside, the sides. So how would I look if I am to look at myself from in front of myself? This is just an example, right? So this is something we kind of developed, or this is something we kind of conceptualized based on an ideation. And that ideation, like I said, has been picked from the Blue Bolt. And that is where, right, you know, the overall organization's commitment to the industry kind of got realized, in the sense that, hey, we can do programs this way. We can do products this way.
Right.
We hear your voice. We hear your customer's voice. So your ROI tends to increase. Your ROI or your adoption of these end products tend to increase with what we kind of do through this innovation-led engineering.
So that's terrific. So then you're bringing in customers, clients, and end users right in the beginning of the workshop,
right,
to ideate and create a product. That's very interesting. And so tell me a little bit about, like, do you have criteria in terms of what specific projects are suited for ideation? I mean, not everything obviously can be done this way. Or do you think everything can be done this way? Like, do you have specific criteria for what kind of projects come in?
Well, on the lighter side, the only criteria would be an open mind. Okay,
I like that.
Right? Because this is something very, very new. Many of the people, be it customers, be it internal people, are very exposed to this. I wouldn't say that they are averse to this, but they aren't used to doing something of this sort. So right. That is where I said, you know, the open mind is something which is there. But apart from that, if you're looking at what is the criteria, it's not a writing on the wall, I would say, that these are the criteria which has to be met, but something which can fit in a product development kind of a life cycle or a product engineering kind of a life cycle is a very, very easy and a low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Right? If not there, because the product engineering fitment itself comes with a bit of maturity, right? If you look at the maturity in terms of the processes and all that. But it's not that, you know, the others cannot fit it. It still can, but it may need a little bit, a few more steps to get it into a place where it can be. See, like I said, right, we are trying to lift the entire way of doing the product or the end result of it. So while doing that, there are bound to be some kind of disconnects. There are bound to be some kind of, you know, questions, some kind of disturbances also, so to say, right? Hey, do you really think this will work? Kind of a question is bound to be there. These are a few of our criteria, but yes, whenever we have had these innovation-led engineering workshops in a smaller group or in a smaller way also, which is more like an introduction to the customer, which we do before the actual big one, that's where we call this as a fail first, fail fast. We will try something very small. If it fails, okay, we are the first ones to fail. And we fail so quickly that, hey, probably a few hours or a couple of days or a week maximum. So we can go back to do what is the retrospection, what is the course correction required. That is where this continually goes improving. But coming back to the question, the basic criteria would be, yes, something which can fit a product engineering kind of a landscape would be a low-hanging fruit. The others would need a little bit of an improvement. But of course, that's also something we can do. And of course, it is more from a development life cycle kind of this thing, and not really support and maintenance is something we've still not thought through, but I'm pretty sure it can also, you know, kind of give a good headway there as well. But for that, I think technology is not a barrier. Anything to do with, you know, right from the legacy to the latest of, be it GenAI, be it conversational AI, be it AI in general, any of these things, it's more like a one size fits all, though it is utopian to say that, but yeah, it is a one size fits all, which will kind of, you know, obviously alter a little with the way things are being done. But yeah, it is something which can be adopted.
That's terrific. I mean, I love your statement about what you need is an open mind to do this. That's terrific. I mean, and that I feel like is the foundation of all innovation, right? You have to have an open mind.
Absolutely.
Try something new. Now, tell me a little bit about, you mentioned some clients earlier. What kind of feedback are you getting? Because this is also unique for some of the clients coming in to experience something like this. So what has been their reaction when they come in to do these workshops?
See, initially when they come in, like I said, right, everybody has the same question when we invite. I mean, because most of these customers who we have had in are of very senior nature, because they are the ones who need to see and understand, okay, this is a viable process or this is a viable way of doing things. Right. So usually it is at an exec sponsor level. The CXs of the organizations, customer organizations, usually are invited. So the moment we say that, hey, we need to spend about a few hours with you, they say that, hey, I can't probably spend few hours on just one particular session. So let us see what we can do. The moment we started doing this as a homework, right, we had a co-owner for the products. We kind of emulated the product owner from the customer side. And when they were here or when the customers were visiting us, all the leaders, we kind of had that last piece of it to say that, hey, probably like, you know, the cutting of the ribbon in the general world, right? So we made them do that and have a look at what is the product. We kind of gave them a prototype. It was not a fully working product, I understand, because obviously, you know, there are going to be that limitations. But they had a prototype instead of a document. They could see what they would probably be getting. And until now, it has been a tremendous, kind of acceptance, I would say. In fact, to quote another example, right, in March, we had one of our global nuclear pharmacy customer who had visited us. The CIO came to our thing. And interestingly, the CIO requested our account team, right, saying that, hey, they saw it on the Cognizant website that, you know, there is a studio in Bangalore, not knowing what we really do. The account team reached out to us and said that, hey, the customers want to visit. What do you think? Do you have anything to show or do you have anything reusable and things like that? I said, so the first thing, that's where the previous thing of the mindset goes, right? I said, please unwind from that, you know, already available. So if it is already available, it's not innovation.
It's right? Not innovation, correct?
Exactly. So let them come in. I will tell you what we will do. It's not that we won't do, but invite them. Tell me how much time can they spend. They said, okay, he can spend about 4 hours. I said, 4 hours is fantastic. So about a week, couple of weeks, I would say, before that, we started the preparations. We took a particular use case within their nuclear pharmacy world, right, where they had to line up patients for tests involving nuclear medicine. Because the shelf life is very, very low. Nuclear medicine shelf life is probably about 8 to 10 hours. It has to be injected before that and the test has to be conducted. So they were losing a hell lot of money, huge amounts, right, in wastages. So right. It will be there somewhere logistically, it is stuck. Somebody's not going to pick it up or somebody's not there to receive it in the hospitals. So this kind of a thing happened. So we said, okay, let us take that, you know, scheduling as the, the pain area, and then we will try to see what we can ideate. So we did talk about ideation, and then we gave them the initial prototype, right? So, and then when they came in, we walked them through, they came with a few ideas. We had the entire team sitting with us, right? When I'm saying the entire team, the designers, the experience people, the technology people, the architect, and the pseudo product owner who was playing, I mean, that comes from more on the, you know, industry consulting, right? The ISG group and consulting group. Everybody were there. When we spoke to them, they heard their language rather than we explaining something to them. So they were, the conversation was more like, no, this is not what I, it wasn't like, you know, okay, this is not what I expected. It was more like, oh, wow, why don't we do this, something like this, right?
Very
so
nice.
That is where their involvement already started, even without their own knowledge. So which was in itself a feedback, if you look at it, right? They were absolutely happy with what they saw. They said, okay, why don't we do this? Okay, we had the designer right there. So we showed them how a pod or an ideation pod will work. Okay, you're saying this, just give me a minute. Okay, I'm going to do these changes, pull this from here, and then I'll probably add something over here. Okay, here you go. This is what, yes, perfect. This is what I looked at. So this is the kind of discussions and the involvement which happens or which has happened, which has been happening within the space in particular, right? Because like I said before, right from the day one, right from the minute one of the program, everybody's hands are on the table. It is not like, okay, you give me the document, I will go develop a design, and then there's a technical design which will come. It's not that. Everybody's sitting on the floor. We are using the Blue Bolt ideation framework. So we are going through that entire journey of ideation to come back to say that, hey, these are things which we will go, which we are going to be implementing, and this is how we are going to be implementing. That gets converted into a prototype, because even the people who are going to create the prototype are going to be sitting in the ideation room. That will further get developed into, you know, a product, because even the technical folks who might be designing the product are sitting inside the same room with the same ideation pod. That kind of an inclusivity saw that tremendous feedback and the tremendous acceptance which has come in from the customers. And I mean, I was myself surprised, because usually customers do not agree to give video testimonials when they come on a visit, right? I'm sure you would be knowing this much better than I do. But yeah, surprisingly, most or all of the customers who have visited, I would say, right? So with being a little immodest out over here, all of the customers have agreed to give us video testimonials, and they've been happy to share it. But of course, I mean, I don't know whether I can share it. I'll have to check back with the account team on the ability to share it. But we have a video testimonial almost with every customer who has come in for this ideation-led engineering. And that's right terrific. On the day they have come and visited.
Yeah, no, this is terrific. I mean, working collaboratively with so many different people from so many different areas and doing the rapid prototyping so that people can see and react to something, I think is quite powerful. As you said, it's not on a piece of paper. You can actually see it in front of you and make changes in real time so you can see what it's doing. This is terrific. I have one last question. Just in terms of your own personal opinion, what are you most excited about at this workshop coming up next? Is there something you're really looking forward to that you think, oh my God, I can't wait to work on this? Are there ideas that are sort of bubbling up in your head as you work on these?
Every workshop is a new thing, irrespective of whether it's a customer, because every workshop has that many people sitting and ideating and innovating. You understand what I'm saying, right? So too many cooks spoil the broth is in the kitchen. But here, the more, the merrier. Every time there is a workshop, I mean, we have seen engagements, for example, right? I mean, we have seen engagements with large banking customers. We've seen engagements with a retail customer in the UK who have adapted to this ideation-led engineering, because it encompasses most of these things. So every workshop will be an adrenaline rush, right? Because people come in gearing saying that, hey, I know my idea is going to be considered and written on the board. Whether implemented, not implemented is a different story. But that is the sweet spot, I would say, of this ideation-led engineering, right? So everybody who comes and puts in their hand and head into it, their idea goes onto the board. Then it is debated whether it makes sense to do it. No, nothing is big, nothing is small. So everything goes there. So every aspect of it is definitely going to be, an exciting thing. But if I have to call out something very, very particular, like I said, the nuclear pharma space, because we are taking directly, this way of creating it is taking directly on the market leader of another application in the nuclear pharmacy space, right? It talks about a lot of integrations. We are talking about a lot of, generative AI, a lot of conversational AI, the generic AI in particular. And then we are also talking about, multiple bots for the nuclear pharmacists and all these kind of stuff, which is already going into the works, right? So we are already working on how we can model this for the customer, but it's super exciting to see what the end product is going to be, because I think even the customer, they had, after we did this for this particular customer in India, in Bangalore in March, they wanted this team to be in the US, to talk to their CEO. Right? They wanted Cognizant's ideation team to talk to their CEO about how we are going to be doing this. That's something which is coming up and which is very exciting. Again, like I said, we are looking forward for another one also with the apparel brand, which I told you about, right? The retail apparel brand, where we are kind of getting this ideation collaborated with the AR/VR, right? So we have these Apple, latest ones as Apple Vision Pro. So we are talking about a ramp walk, which I do for myself. So I just put a wearable. So I'm going to see myself wearing different clothes and coming. I can go choose what I want to pick up. So those are a few things which we are kind of looking forward to and, excited about having.
No, this is wonderful. Thank you so much. What an inspiring conversation. Really, thank you for being on Trusted Voices today. And we look forward to having you back here a year from now to see what are some of the great products that you've created and what you're looking forward to creating even more then. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. And I think it's a great experience. So it's really nice. Thank you so much.